You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
From Shakespeare to Schwartz, from Fosse to Alvin Ailey, from Sondheim to Bareilles, from McNally to Fay, it happened to the greats, it still happens every day. When lightning strikes, it's the moment you know. When lightning strikes, where you're meant to go. You can stand and shout Eureka, do whatever you like. You'll never forget the moment when lightning strikes.
Hello, you're listening to When Lightning Strikes. In this episode, we bring you to the Majestic Theater and the red carpet to celebrate the premiere of the new documentary, The Show Must Go On. In March 2020, when theaters around the world went dark, there was one place where commercial theater was kept alive, South Korea. Co-directed and produced by Dori Berenstein and Sammy Kenold, the film takes us backstage and behind the scenes in Seoul for a fly-on-the-wall view of the international companies of Phantom of the Opera and Cats. From hotels to rehearsal rooms, we experience how artists, in the midst of the pandemic, took on the Herculean task of putting on and performing their shows. Despite all that was happening in the world and against all odds, they kept theater alive. The documentary also follows Andrew Lloyd Webber from the United Kingdom as he gets inspiration from his Korean colleagues to fight for the future of theater. Kenold shared how the experience of doing the film had changed her.
Massively. It was the gift of a lifetime to get to be able to do something during this awful period, you know, that felt like there was energy that was helping to move things forward.
It was an emotional night, especially since, for the first time since the March 2020 shutdown, the Majestic Theater had an audience. What a feeling to join together at a Broadway theater. As Greg Hildreth shared.
What's that like for you?
It's exciting. I feel like a lot of what I missed this past year was a sense of community, and I'm glad to feel like I'm back with my people.
Eric Anthony Lopez, one of the cast members of the world tour of Phantom, who spent 8 months in South Korea, was filled with joy.
Being here, first vaccinated, full house on Broadway, is an amazing, amazing experience. And so it feels like an opening night. It feels like we're opening again. You know, the last time you probably saw a red carpet here was 1988. So to be back here, it is just, it's amazing.
I asked the artist how they stayed creatively nourished during the pandemic. Here's what Eva Noblezada and Reeve Carley from Hadestown shared.
Yeah, we both have found passions that we were somewhat unexpected. They're connected to what we love, but definitely different. Should I brag about you for a second?
Yeah, brag.
Yeah, Eva is an incredible pole dancer, and not necessarily in the fully traditional sense that you would think, not like limited to that, what you might think of when you first think of it. She could be in Cirque du Soleil. It's crazy what she's doing. And so, yeah, that's been awesome. And then I've been working with electronics and stuff.
He launched his own pedal company, and he now is an international dealer, which is incredible. It's insane. And he's doing it all by himself.
You're like Albert Einstein.
He's literally a genius. Yeah.
And what did you miss most about the theater?
Well, being employed with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting to do collaborative work as opposed to more isolated work. Yeah. Not having to look at a screen is really nice.
I talked to Tamika Lawrence, who will soon be in Caroline or Change.
Did a lot of TV and film. I wrote my own projects. I started teaching the business of theater because I think that's important because a lot of us, you know, we're kind of thrown on our butts. So I did that. I started a series called It Be Like That after the murder of George Floyd to kind of investigate for myself and educate others about what statistics in terms of gun violence, police relationships, all that stuff, what the CDC actually says, what the statistics actually are, but to do it in a sort of satirical way so it doesn't feel like it's preachy. And so that was very fulfilling to sort of find my voice and help others, I think.
What did you miss most about Broadway?
What did I miss most about it? I think just the energy and communion between ourselves and the audience members. Something that Oscar Eustace said that really struck me once is that, you know, theater doesn't really beat people over the head with something, good theater anyway. It proposes a question. And so to have those sort of conversations with the audience, I miss that.
You're in Caroline or Change.
Yeah. We haven't started rehearsals yet. I think we start next month, hopefully, because our performances start October 8th. And I'm looking forward to that because, you know, before the pandemic started, I don't know that people were ready to have certain conversations about race and class and socioeconomic statuses. And so I'm very excited to have this conversation now at a time when I think everybody's more receptive and the walls are down.
Look at what Greg Hildreth, who next stars in Company, is doing.
Well, one of the ways you stayed creatively nourished was by painting these exquisite photos of pets.
Yes, I was, you know, I didn't know what to do when we shut down, and my girlfriend asked me what I needed, and I blurted out watercolors, and they arrived the next day. I started painting my own cats and house plants in the house and stuff like that, and then people started asking if I would paint their pets. It kept me sane for a lot of months.
Can you bring me to the moment when you got the email or the notice that Company was reopening, you had a date, it was happening? Yeah. Take me to that moment.
Totally. Well, we originally announced that we were going to be starting rehearsal in November, which was kind of a bummer because I was excited about September, and then we actually got an email about a month later saying that we had been bumped up and we were starting in October, and that was the moment that was like completely euphoric and surreal. I still can't quite believe it's happening.
There was dazzling Lilias White.
I did some shows with Seth Rudetsky, whom I love very much. Seth and James are just divine. I've done some Broadway podcast network shows, specifically As the Curtain Rises. So if nobody's familiar with that, they better get on it because it's fun. It's a lot of fun. What else have I done?
A Broadway soap opera.
Yes.
It's very dishy.
Very dishy. Very
and
fun.
You're, yes.
And I'm working on a Sarah Vaughan album that's due to come out next spring. And I have an album that just dropped in July. It's called Get Yourself Some Happy.
Oh, amen.
And it's, if you go to liliaswhite.com, you can get it. It's great to be on this block in particular. I did my first Broadway show across the street there at the St. James Theater a few years ago.
For people who might not know, what show was that?
That was Barnum. Yeah, that was my first Broadway
Thank
show.
God I'm old. Yes. You say
yes. So it's nice to see, you know, this activity going on the street. It's exciting. And you know, I'm hoping that things work out in the right direction as far as all of this stuff that's going on in terms of illness and what have you. And, you know, I'm hoping that things work out in terms of the changes that need to be made in the theater arena for Black people and people of color. So I'm hoping that this is the beginning of that. And I'm praying for the God best outcome for all of it. We need it. We need the arts. We need the arts.
Yes.
And, you know, the people in the audience need it. The artists need to do it.
Yes.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I spoke with Cody Rillard Richard, the stage manager of the new show Passover that is already in previews.
Yeah, I'm a stage manager. I'm currently working on Passover, which we just started previews on Wednesday.
What would you like people to know about Passover?
Come see it. It's the only show running on Broadway right now. Come see it. Well, Springsteen is also running, but you know.
Yeah. Now, how did you stay creatively nourished during this time?
I started teaching. I created a scholarship program. I did a lot of advocacy work. It's been a busy time in this last, year and a half. Just I kind of stepped away from stage management to feed all the other things that I'm interested in. So it's been a lot.
What were you teaching?
I was teaching at NYU in Columbia. I was teaching some of their stage management classes.
Jay Armstrong Johnson chatted with me about what he's been doing.
I kind of became a producer and a writer over the course of this time, and a teacher as well.
Can you talk about that?
I do an annual Halloween show every year, and we decided to go virtual this year, and we wrote a whole new virtual event, and we shot music videos, and it was very exciting and very nerve-wracking. I also started teaching private acting lessons via Zoom to a bunch of kids all over the world.
What did you miss most about live in-person theaters?
Mostly the community, the hugs, seeing my friends. It's one thing to create things in a virtual environment, and we all had to pivot in that way, but I really need to be with my humans and in a room and that kind of in-person creative process, so I think that's what I miss the most.
Actress Salisha Thomas from Beautiful, the Carole King musical, who has her own podcast on the Broadway podcast network, Black Hair in the Big Leagues, stopped to chat.
Well, a few things. It's like having so much free time. I started two podcasts, Black Hair in the Big Leagues with the Broadway Podcast Network. It's been so cool to it was really an excuse to talk to my friends in the industry and sit down with people and have deep conversations and have fun. And so that has been so nourishing. I've also have a joy for interviewing that I didn't know about. So that's been fun, and doing just some volunteer work on Zoom.
I'll see you after.
Tell me about that.
Sing for Your Seniors. I a lot of Broadway people, they'll go to senior citizen places across the country and sing songs. And so through the pandemic, we've been doing it on Zoom. So I've been able to perform in Utah and, of course, Harlem and all over the country because Zoom has been so convenient. We've been waiting for so long, and every time it's it might come back. Oh, just kidding. We're pushing the date back. And those doors are open. People are going inside. My vaccination card got checked coming in here. I feel safe. I'm hoping everyone else feels safe too. I'm just so grateful.
The evening celebrated and benefited the Actors Fund, as Darius DeHaas explained.
When COVID-19 shut down our industry, the Actors Fund didn't miss a beat. In fact, when Broadway theaters closed on Thursday, March 12, 2020, the Actors Fund had their programs and services completely online by Monday, March 16th. They have helped more. get this, they have helped more than 40,000 people in 2020 alone and have distributed more than $22.2 million to more than 16,500 people in need since the pandemic began. Yes.
The night kicked off with a surprise appearance from Josh Groban and other glorious Broadway voices saying, "Could we start again, please?"
This was unexpected. What do I do now? Could we start again, please?
Could we start again?
I think you've made your point now. You've even gone a bit too far to get your message home.
After the film was shown, more radiant Broadway voices, including Adrian Warren, Ariana DeBose, and Sierra Bagas, fittingly sang "As If We Never Said Goodbye" from Sunset Boulevard. As the lyrics go, "This world's waited long enough. I've come home at last.
Everything's as if we never said goodbye."
Thanks so much for listening.
It happens every day when lightning strikes. It's the moment you know.
The theme song was written by Tom McGovern. This episode was edited by Kyle Moore. And the talent was booked by Anna Stratt.
When lightning strikes.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.